Barhead. Although it was not in effect for long, the Restriction Exemption Program, REP, and the subsequent hiring of a security firm had the desired impact at the Barhead Regional Aquatic Center. Town of Barhead Chief Administrative Officer Edward LeBlanc told councillors during their February 8 meeting the 8 days the municipality operated the aquatic center under the REP guidelines were relatively trouble-free. He said that despite the number of calls and complaints the municipality received over shifting the facility to the program, they only received 6 requests asking for refunds for prepaid passes. 3 patrons did not want to wear masks and subsequently were turned away, LeBlanc said, adding the only other problem security noted was one patron did not have the proper identification. They said they left it in their car, causing a bit of an issue, and that patron never returned. LeBlanc also noted that the implementation had little impact on attendance, adding that weekend, as well as afternoon and evening numbers, were on par with normal averages. However, he noted that daytime hours did see a slight dip. Council reluctantly shifted the aquatic center to the REP program during a special January 17 council meeting after the municipality received a non-compliance report by Barhead's public health inspector. The report stated that on January 12, he witnessed adults from different households failing to respect the required 3-meter distancing requirement as set out under the provincial public health restrictions. Specifically, the health inspector stated that on January 12, several adults from different households were within 3 meters of each other and that to become compliant, the town had to either develop and enforce a policy to maintain physical distancing or opt into the representative. Feeling that it would be difficult to impossible for staff to enforce any such policy, councillors opted for the representative. On January 26, council approved a $2,500 weekly budget for a security company to enforce the REP, noting before its implementation, aquatic center staff, especially lifeguards, were subject to harassment and abuse to the point the RCMP had to be called on multiple occasions. LeBlanc noted that even though security will no longer be needed to enforce the REP, the municipality will, in all likelihood, be on the hook for a few days of security costs, adding they had a 2-week contract. The need for security became moot after the province ended the REP program last week. Although the municipality has not received a non-compliance report on its other recreation facilities, Parks and Recreation Director Shalyn Toot in a February 3 email to Barhead Agrena user groups noted that Alberta Health Services, AHS, has received additional complaints about non-compliance of public health orders, most notably masking and physical distancing. The Barhead Minor Hockey Association posted the email on their webpage. We know that the RCMP have been called to the Agrena more than once for non-compliance, and we know our local AHS representative has been in the Agrena and has seen the non-compliance of CMOH orders, Toot wrote. Please encourage all your members to abide by these rules as set out by the Government of Alberta. Do not give our local AHS representative any reason to write a non-compliance order to the town of Barhead like what happened in the Aquatic Center. This week, the province also eliminated masking requirements for school students, and if the number of hospitalizations continues to fall, the provincial mask mandate will end come March 1. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.